Om Shanti. 3rd May 2019, Friday. Today's slogan: give respect to one another's ideas and you will become souls who are worthy of respect. Give respect to one another's ideas and you will become souls who are worthy of respect. Baba has often said, give respect and you will get respect. Give regard and you will get regard. So Baba is telling today to give respect to other person's ideas. Why? Because everybody wants respect, okay? Then it is not about just the person, but Baba is saying to give respect to their ideas, their thoughts, what they think, their emotions, their feelings, their desires, their ambitions, also their sanskars. So give respect to each other's ideas and then you will become souls who are worthy of respect, otherwise not. So how are we going to, first of all, why to give respect to somebody's ideas? Why?
To avoid clashes.
Why to give? But that's little more negative. Some positive points. Why to give respect?
Thinking in a right way.
May not be right, but they are thinking in a different manner. So every soul is different. Every soul has a new way of thinking. Every soul has a new perspective, new viewpoint. When we give respect, we can learn from that idea. So giving respect to others' idea means you are becoming broad-minded, you are becoming open-minded, you are becoming frank and candid. So when you are frank and open-minded, automatically you start imbibing new things. So giving respect means to be open-minded. Giving respect to ideas means you are respecting the soul. To respect the ideas means to respect the soul. Suppose somebody is illiterate and somebody is not very educated, but that doesn't mean that that person will not have good ideas. For example, I told it before also, a company produced a brand new car and the car was very good. But when they tried to bring that car out of the garage, out of the showroom, they found out that the gate is small. If they try to pull that car out, probably the car may get scratched. And it's a very new car, very costly car, and the manager is not ready for that. So many suggestions were given what to do. Somebody said to broaden the door. Somebody said to remove some parts of the car and many other things. And they were discussing how to bring that car out of the showroom. And it was so difficult to bring that car out. It's a brand new car and very costly, one of its kind. And when all the experts, car experts, were sitting and discussing what to do, how to bring out the car, the watchman who was sitting there, there was a watchman who was sitting at the door. He said, should I give one suggestion? So they said, okay, what you have, just tell. Because he was very poor, illiterate person. He said, just remove the air from the tires and the car will come out. Just remove the air from the tires. So once you remove the air, the car's height would reduce and the car will come out. So every person has ideas. Every person has a new way of thinking. Every person is absolutely different. So that's why we need to respect their ideas. So when we respect ideas, we are actually respecting that soul. And to respect every soul is Srimat. No matter who they are, what they are. In the great epic Ramayana. Rama showed the maximum respect for whom? No. His stepmother Kaikeyi. He showed the maximum respect to her all the time. Right from the time when she ordered his exile. He showed the maximum respect for her. Even when his brother Bharat comes to see him in forest. That time also, first of all, he goes to her, bows down in front of her. Then to Sumitra and then to his own mother. So first of all, he is showing to that person. Why? And he advises to take maximum care of her. Why? Because she is in the stage of repentance. So she needs maximum care. That's why he advised his brother, his others who were there, to take maximum care of her, his stepmother. And that's why he showed maximum respect to her. He never inquired all those who came to him. He always first inquired about his stepmother. Because he knew that she is suffering from guilt consciousness. And that's why she needs maximum care. And he never put any blame on her. He never blamed her. So she often said, please forgive me. So he says, why should I forgive you when I don't hold you guilty at all. You are not guilty at all. So there is no question of I forgiving you because you have not committed any crime at all. So that broadness of the heart. So when you respect the ideas, you respect the soul. And to respect the soul is Srimad. And no matter what other soul is, how that soul is, what their thoughts are and what they have done with us. No matter who they are, what they are, we have to respect the soul because to respect is Srimad. So Baba is saying to respect each other's ideas. So what will happen? Okay, why to respect? Because broad-hearted. Why to respect? Something new will come. Why to respect? Because it is Srimad. Why to respect? Any other reason so that we respect their ideas? If you don't respect their ideas, they will not respect your ideas. If you don't, somebody comes out with some suggestion. You said this is useless. So they will also say what you are telling, that also is useless. So respect will not come to you. Yeah. So another thing is, in order to have unity in the gathering, you have to respect each other's ideas. Because one says something, other follows, then there would be respect and there would be love. If there is no love, then the gathering is split. The gathering is disrupted. So, gathering is destroyed. So, there has to be a feeling of love, respect, unity in the gathering. Just as in American man went to the forest of Africa and he wanted to see the children who were there, what sort of education people are receiving. He went into those aboriginals, Adivasi people, and there he found group of children. And he pitied upon them. He felt as if these children, they are not getting any higher education. They are in the villages. They don't know any manners, any etiquettes. What a pity. And he felt very bad for those children. There is no proper school there, no education, nothing, no facilities, nothing. So he thought, let me give them something at least. So he brought a lot of sweets with him. But he told them, ki, I'll give you a sweet, but there is one condition. We will hold a race, a sort of marathon. So all of the children, they stood on one line. And he said that you all have to reach here. And the sweets are kept here. So whosoever comes first will get maximum of the sweets. So those African children, They all gathered and the race began. And to his utter surprise, he found that all those children are holding each other's hand and running, and they all come first. So, with wonder and awestruck, he asked them, "What is this?" And they say, "Ubuntu, Ubuntu, Ubuntu." He said, "What?" And they say, "Ubuntu, Ubuntu, Ubuntu." "What is Ubuntu?" "I am because we are. I am existing because we exist." So these are those uneducated children whom he wanted to teach, whom he wants to give some lessons of moral education, some etiquettes. But these children were far more ahead of all those sitting in the metro cities, because they knew the secret of unity. So this is an African, some colloquial word, Ubuntu. So Ubuntu means we are. I am because we are. And there's one movie also made on this, Ubuntu. Some Marathi movie they have made on this. Ubuntu, Ubuntu, Ubuntu. So that's why we have to respect each other's ideas. Okay. So when we respect other person's idea, what happens? We are encouraging him. Okay. We are showing him, yes, you are also very important. Okay. Then we are respecting him. We are encouraging him. We are showing our appreciation to that soul. That soul feeling inspired. So that soul also feel that I can also contribute. For example, in Ramayana, Shri Ram respected that squirrel who was contributing in making the bridge, while the other monkeys laughed at the squirrel. But the squirrel was bringing grains of sands and putting there. The other monkey said, What are you doing? She says, I am also helping. So they laughed, mocked, and made her a butt of laughter. How is your help going to help? But Shri Ram said to that squirrel that even the squirrel is contributing, because whatever stones you are putting, there are so many gaps in between. So the squirrel is helping in putting the sand there. And that's why he strokes the squirrel. And that is why furrows, the lines are still there on the squirrel, they say. That's the story. So, when you respect somebody, you appreciate somebody, you are encouraging that soul. There is a hidden potential in every soul. Each soul is potentially divine. The goal is to manifest this divinity. That's what Vivekananda said. Each soul is potentially divine. The goal is to manifest the divinity. This is known as religion. The manifestation of divinity which is already within. And what is education? There are two definitions given by him. Religion is the manifestation of divinity already in man. And education is the manifestation of perfection which is already in man. You don't have to buy, you don't have to borrow, you don't have to take, you don't have to steal, drop perfection from somewhere. It's already there. The gold is there, but it's covered by dust. Remove the dust, and the gold is there. Remove the dust and it is already there. To shake off the illusion that you are dust. You are not dust. Amritasya putra. You are children of immortality. Aye dhamini divyani tastu vedahamedam purusham mahantam aditya varnam. You are like the sun, aditya. Tamsa parastad. By your prakash, by your shine, the world is getting enshined. So, shake off the delusion that you are sheep, but you are lions. Amritasya putra, you are the children of immortality. So, when you respect somebody, you are respecting the soul and you are respecting the divinity which is in the soul. Because each soul is divine, no matter who, what that soul is. Okay, so you encourage. Then what happens? When you encourage, when you respect somebody's ideas, we get something new from that soul. I remember in our OPD, once we were discussing, and there is one brother in the hospital who is absolutely illiterate, who is unlettered, and his only job is to carry one file from one department to another department. That's the only thing he does. But he comes to listen Murli, he doesn't know to write. But he comes and listens to Murli and sits, and he can remember one or two points, that's it. And mostly he remembers the point like, remember Baba. This is the point he remembers often. Think of yourself as soul and remember Baba. So, once we had some discussion going on some points of knowledge in our OPD, and everybody was coming out with some new ideas, new brainchild, and then all ideas got exhausted, and we asked him, do you have any idea? So he told such a new point which nobody ever even thought. So even from each and every soul has got something new. So we have to respect that newness. Okay, that is second. Then what else? When you respect somebody's idea, what happens? Yes? You are respecting somebody's ideas. So, you will get respect in return. He will also respect your idea. Okay, that we said. What else? What else? Expansion of heart happens. All contraction is death. All expansion is life. All contraction is death. All expansion is life. So when you respect somebody's ideas, you learn. Your heart expands. And mostly, whose ideas you should respect most? Those who are your critics. Those who oppose very strongly. Those who are jealous of you. Those who hate. Such person's idea. There was a saint, a Zen master. And whenever he used to give some speech, any spiritual discourse, there was one person sitting always in the audience. He would raise the hand and oppose him. There was one person always sitting there. He would raise the hand and give some criticism. So every opinion of his would draw flak from that person. So, and all others, his inner disciples, would get unhappy. They would feel that this person should be removed. This person should not come. And one day, one of his disciples brought a good news to the master. He said, that critic of yours has died. So it's a good news for all of us. The master became very sorrowful. The master just sat down without speaking a single word. And he started crying after some time. The disciple said, why are you crying? He was your greatest critic. He used to oppose you. He used to distort, twist every point of yours. He used to defame you in one way or the other way. So you should rather rejoice rather than becoming sorrowful. He said, he was the only person from whom I used to learn. He was the only person I used to remain alert. When he is in the audience, I can't just speak anything because others are simply accepting what I say. When I say, the people say, oh, it was very good, very good, very good. But he was the only man. Critics. He was my teacher. I used to be alert when he is around. Now, who will teach me? So, respect the ideas of your critics. Those who are jealous of you. Because they are always in search of your faults. Where you will get such well-wishers? Those who are your friends, they don't see your faults. They see your virtues, they please you, they try to make you happy, they flatter you sometimes. Even if you commit mistake, they encourage you. But here is a person who is giving up his own peace of mind, such tyag, to correct you. Here is a person who is ready to sacrifice even Srimat of seeing only virtues in others. He is sacrificing for your sake. Just as, who is the greatest character in entire Ramayana? The greatest, the most selfless character in entire Ramayana. It's Mantra. Or Kaikeyi. She took upon herself all the blame. Because if she had not done timely intervention, divine intervention, Ram would have lived a happy life as a king. What about all those sages in the forest who were being terrorized by demons? What about Ravana and what about other persons? He did not just go for Ravana. What about Shabri who is waiting for him for a long time? What about that Ahilya who is waiting for him? What about those Vishwamitra and what about so many other sages? They were waiting for him. All the glory goes to Mantra. There should be some temple. Because she did such a selfless service of sending him to the forest. So respecting ideas means so many things happen. Now, third question. First we saw why to respect. Second we saw what happens when we respect. The third question is how to respect others' ideas. How to respect? First listen. Before listening, first get situated in your own self-respect. First get situated in your, stabilized in your own self-respect. Second, then see him as a soul. Then praise him. And then listen to him. So, how? Listening. Patient listening. Loveful listening. Attentive listening, not hearing. Hearing is different and listening is different. Hearing is, what is hearing and what is listening? A young doctor who has recently joined the department of psychiatry goes to his boss, the senior psychiatrist. He says him, don't you get bored? Every day, so many psychiatric patients come and they tell their story for 1 hour. Psychiatric patient story is for 1 hour. History, not like medicine. Cough, cold, take the medicine, go home. Psychiatry is a very different branch. You have to sit with the patient for 1 hour. Listening to entire story from the childhood. All traumas, all sufferings, all the moods and everything. So, don't you get irritated? The junior psychiatrist asks the senior psychiatrist, by listening to all the stories, the senior psychiatrist says, who listens? I just hear. I don't listen. If I start listening, I myself would go mad listening to their all the psychiatric issues. So I just listen, hear. That's the hearing. So listening each other means to give them respect. One. What else? How do we respect others' ideas? By supporting them. Supporting those ideas. By praising those ideas. Yes, this idea is very good. Even though we know that this is stupid. But you should not directly say that this is a stupid idea. Because then he will stop giving his ideas henceforth. So say it's a very good idea. It's a very good point. And there was somebody who was given some topic here. And that person misunderstood the topic and spoke for half an hour on some other thing. But Sushil Bhai praised him so much. Even though he was the only person who understood that the person has gone off the track. So, praise the ideas. Praise, encourage the ideas. And listen to those ideas and try it even to implement that idea. Okay, this is what we did and it worked. and once it worked, again praise them, again appreciate them, again congratulate them that you had a very good idea. This is an excellent idea. Keep on giving such ideas to us. Even though you go from here, you can send. We will try to implement. So respecting each other's idea. So today's slogan. Give respect to one another's ideas and you will become souls who are worthy of respect. Om Shanti.